Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Three suspects are under arrest following a coordinated multi-agency investigation involving at least seven businesses in Fort Bend and Harris counties. Fort Bend County Sheriff Eric Fagan says the suspects allegedly targeted multiple food trucks and businesses in early August.
As robbers were being arrested, firearms and other evidence believed to be associated with the investigation were recovered.
Authorities say they're still investigating. All three men remain in custody. Houston rents are the second lowest among America's 10 biggest cities. But News 88.7's Tom Perumian says that doesn't always mean they're more affordable.
According to a Kinder Institute study, Houston ranks second in the nation among cost-burdened renters. Stephen Sherman is an associate director of research at Kinder Institute. He explains.
So I think it's important to think about the housing affordability crisis as not just something about housing affordability, but about the cost of living and also what people's wages are, what they're taking home with their paychecks.
Sherman says the problem is not between renters and landlords, but between employees and employers and the need for wages to keep up with inflation. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Latino voters could play a big role in Texas politics this November. But longtime Latino vote analyst Mike Madrid says politicians may be focusing on the wrong issues when trying to win their support.
They want an economy that works, an aspirational working class economy. And that means affordability. That means the ability to buy a home. It means to achieve the American dream, which has been taken from them because they believe that people have manipulated and stolen that opportunity from them up top.
Madrid says Latino voters increasingly believe both political parties have failed to deliver on economic issues. Partly cloudy skies this evening, overnight low near 80 for Wednesday, 50% chance.